Hello, hello folks, welcome back to Steve's History Quiz. This is episode 2, yes, very, very excited. This new series of things, quizzes and questions and everything, it's all really clever when you think about it, isn't it? Yeah. Right then, okay. Now, if you want to follow us on the Audio Boo, which is normally where we can be found these days, there are various options open to you. You can go to audioboo.fm/English Radio, but this particular program can be found with the following tags. The thing is, I've got it here, audioboo.fm/tag/Steve's History Quiz, okay? No apostrophes or anything. Steve's History Quiz. And all of the episodes will be all together. Yes, this is now episode 2, as I mentioned. History time, folks. Okay. Right, some super questions to test you on your knowledge of history. Right, okay. I'm going to find some really good questions here, folks, for you today. The first one. Who brought the Elgin Marbles to England? Who was it? Tell them off. Second one. Who discovered Tasmania? Let you think about that one. So who brought the Elgin Marbles to England, and who discovered Tasmania? Okay, there's two questions there, folks. My next history question is... Ooh, okay, here we go. A quote. Famous last words, perhaps. Who or what did Henry Ford think about history? What did he say about history? Okay, so... You may be shocked, folks, by the answer. Let's have a look at the answers then so far. So who brought Elgin Marbles, or the Elgin Marbles, to England? It was the Earl of Elgin. Oh, didn't know that. Between 1802 and 1812. And who discovered Tasmania? I think it was the Tasmanian Devil, wasn't it? Let me see. No, it was Abel Tasman. Oh, close. Yes. Okay. I was thinking of the little cartoon character who used to spin around really fast. What did Henry Ford say about history? History is bunk. B-U-N-K, bunk. Must be an Americanism for something, I don't know. Okay. BBC question. You know we love the BBC. There's a question now. Who was the very first Director General of the BBC? If you know that one, you really know your history, don't you? Well done. Okay, bit of a touchy subject, this one. Who established a village in Bourneville for chocolates? Big chocolate factory it was, making loads of chocolate and things. Okay. Incidentally, by the way, you can follow us on the old Twitter. Only if you want to, you know, you don't have to. It's twitter.com/English Radio. I'm doing that as a favour to Pilar. Pilar says, Steve, try and mention our Twitter page at least once a day. So there you go. I did. Once for today. Right, here we go. The first Director General of the BBC was Lord Reith. And who established this Bourneville thing? It was Cadbury, Mr. Cadbury. Bonus point, if you can tell me what his first name was. It was George. All right, George. George Cadbury. There we go. I think there's time for one more question. Don't normally do 6 questions, but here we go. Who played the first Doctor Who? Who was it? It was William Hartnell, regarded by many as the best Doctor Who ever. Okay, that's it. The end of episode 2 of Steve's History Quiz.